fight for a real living wage for all. £10 an hour minimum wage now. Defend tax credits, no youth rates. I say prayer, us door shop steward personal capacity. The seemingly never-ending vicious cuts have been hitting us so hard that for many of us survival is a struggle. To make ends meet is an impossible task. We are forced to save every little penny to try and secure a roof over our heads, compromising our basic needs such as food and heating. But this government is ensuring that working class people and families are punished for a crisis they never caused. Last week, a motion was passed in Parliament for a further £4.4 billion of cuts to tax credits, as part of the plan to cut £12 billion worth of welfare and services. The future looks even more frightening and uncertain. More than 3 million of the most vulnerable families will lose over £1,000 a year, and 5 million of the poorest children will be £750 each year worse off. The Institute of Fiscal Studies (IFS) has estimated that 8.4 million households with one paid worker will lose £550 a year. According to IFS, workers on low incomes will be significantly worse off after the change to the minimum wage on top of tax credit and benefit cuts. The cost of living has skyrocketed while wages have stagnated. Big businesses are making profits from our hard work, but are not prepared to pay us a living wage. Tesco boss Dave Lewis, meanwhile, was paid £4.1 million in his first 6 months in the job, as well as a £313,000 payment into his pension pot. Pensions. He has unashamedly refused to give staff a pay rise, and has removed some pension benefits. £11 billion every year is paid to 5.2 million workers in the form of tax credits. This public subsidy enables profitable businesses to get away with paying low wages. Big business is the real beneficiary of government handouts. A movement at a grassroots level has been taking place to increase the minimum wage to a level that we can at least live on. The mountainous pressure of this campaign has forced some companies to make concessions. Sainsbury's is to give 137,000 shop floor staff a 28 pence pay rise to £7.36, but has denied under 18s even this tiny change. Lidl has announced that, from October, its workers will earn a minimum of £8.20 and £9.35 in London, but again, there is more to be done, as this change will not be for workers in Northern Ireland. We have to use this momentum to step up the pressure to win a real living wage for all workers at all companies. Organize. We must fight to organize unorganized workplaces, expanding the trade unions that can help us all win a better life at work. We must also campaign within those unions for a fighting strategy and pressure the TUC for effective, coordinated action. For decent wages and against all austerity, including cuts to tax credits. But we have to go further. Lidl has made a record turnover of over £4 billion, meaning even the living wage they are going to pay is breadcrumbs compared to the money the company and the bosses are making. The Socialist Party fights for socialist change and a society where the wealth created by workers is used to ensure decent jobs, wages, and services for all, rather than siphoned off for the profit of the few.